In 2005, a young executive at Goldman Sachs named Fabrice Torrey was selling a risky mortgage-backed investment package named Abacus. Torrey was also trying to convince the credit ratings agency Moody's to assign a higher score to Abacus. That way, he figured, more investors would buy it. The only problem, Goldman Sachs would eventually bet against this very investment it was selling to its clients. And the firm made billions of dollars as a result. This account was published in the New York Times late last year, and on Friday, the Securities and Exchange Commission filed a civil suit against Goldman for what amounts to fraud, and Fabrice Torrey is named in that suit. Gretchen Morgenson was one of the reporters who uncovered this story, and she joins me from New York. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Guy. Glad to be here.
First, explain the background here. What did Goldman Sachs allegedly do according to this suit?
The SEC said that Goldman Sachs was putting together a pool of mortgage-related securities selected by an investor who was very negative on the housing market.
This is an outside investor.
Yes, his name was John Paulson. He was a very big hedge fund client of Goldman Sachs. And he wanted to go short or make a negative bet on housing. And so what he wanted to do was put together a pool of mortgage securities that he thought would be more likely to fail or collapse. Goldman Sachs helped him to do that, and they marketed the deal to investors without telling the investors that it had been selected by a person who was on the opposite side of them in the trade, a person who had a negative stance and wanted to profit from that negative stance.
Tell me about Fabrice Torrey. He's now, I understand, a vice president at Goldman. What was his role in all of this?
The SEC says that Fabrice Torrey was the key player in dealing with Paulson, in setting up the portfolio, in helping him choose the various mortgage bonds to put into it. He was sort of the key man in putting together this deal, and that's according to the SEC's complaint.
Now, Goldman is arguing that it did nothing wrong, right?
Goldman denies the allegations. It says it will fight them vigorously. It says that it did nothing wrong, that the clients that bought the mortgage pool had ample information about the mortgages that were in them. The problem is there was what Wall Street rocket scientists call information asymmetry on these deals, meaning they were so opaque and so bizarre and complex that there was very little way that people could actually analyze what was in them. They relied upon the rating agencies to do so. So if you could game the rating agencies, then you were off to the races.
I mean, it's almost like a casino. And in a casino, as you know, the house always wins.
Well, that's right. But in this case, you know, you really have to ask the question, if you are a customer of a firm like Goldman Sachs, you know, what are you to think? And, you know, I think that anybody who bought any kind of collateralized debt obligation from Goldman Sachs is sitting at their breakfast table or this morning saying, I wonder what securities were in that collateralized debt obligation that I bought, and I wonder who was on the other side of them. And that's important because these firms really live and die by the confidence that investors have in them.
That's Gretchen Morgenson. She covers Wall Street for the New York Times. Gretchen, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Guy.